We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Horowitz and Moriello are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fast with another update here in about 27 minutes. NFL playoff weekend. Cowboys hang on to beat the Seahawks. Reads the headline at CBSSports.com. 24-22 is that final. Texans look tight, anxious, and like they were feeling the pressure. They get rolled by the red-hot Colts 21-7. That led to our huge question of the night. One of them, I'm on this Colts run right now, and I like to ride bandwagons at times in sports. I was there with the Eagles until they got to the Super Bowl because I thought, no way, Foles versus Brady. How can you pick against Brady versus Foles? Well, it happened. Even though if you look at the numbers and you think, okay, Brady's going to throw for over 500, that's a lock. In Minneapolis, it wasn't. Nothing's a lock any given Saturday or Sunday or Thursday or Monday in the NFL. So who do you like to emerge from the AFC and the NFC? And then the Antonio Brown drama, and I agree with a lot of callers tonight that there's no way he can play for Pittsburgh again. So I'm asking you the question, where do you think Antonio Brown will be playing in the NFL at the age of 31 on opening weekend in September of this year? You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. And it's my first show of the new year. And I thought about being Huge Adamus, master of the sports prediction. What will be the three biggest stories in sports in America? And our Canadian friends can chime in on the projected or predicted three biggest sports north of our border. Or three biggest sports stories. Three biggest stories in sports in 2019. I will give you mine coming up before the end of the hour. You have to think about it. I mean, the Colts winning the Super Bowl would be a story similar to the Eagles last year. They went through Arrowhead and Foxborough. And I'm telling you, with the way they're playing right now, they could. And I think they may. You know, they got the franchise quarterback in Luck. They got the experience. Aggressive defense. Mac rushed for 148 today in that win over the Texans. Hilton can separate from anybody in the NFL. Ebron may be the best tight end, or probably is the best tight end in football. Yeah, don't you love the Detroit Lions? Gave up on him. Stafford didn't like him. He dropped too many balls. Yeah. You put somebody in a great system, and they achieve. It's simple math. It is. Yeah, so Colts, and I'll make my NFC pick. Part of me wants to go with the Bears. They open up with the Eagles. I had somebody from Maryland, but he's an Eagles fan. Oh, I think Foles is going to have his way with the Bears. Are you kidding me? Really? In Chicago? The key is these young quarterbacks and how they perform in the playoffs. Young QBs, will they get it done? So you can join us on 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Michael in Indiana. They have Colts fever. How you doing, Michael?
Hey, how's it going, Huge?
It's going good, buddy.
Man, a great show. Huge show always, man. You know, I wanted to just touch base with you, man. It's good to get in again. And the Colts, man, yeah, I'm a bandwagon guy. I'm up here in Indiana, but I tell you, I have liked them. I followed them. You know, man, Andrew Luck, amazing. How many so-called experts said he may not be able to throw any balls or very few balls ever again? They reconstruct the shoulder. And correct me if I'm wrong, didn't he throw as many balls as about anybody in the league this year?
Yeah, he's
unbelievable.
His zip today on a couple of throws – when he was flushed out of the pocket, and some by design, which I love the Reich scheme on offense, some of the zip he had, I think he's throwing the ball harder. I think you have to go back to Stanford to him throwing the ball that tight and that hard. It's amazing.
Unbelievable, man. And I mean, you know, I know the doctors are doing, you know, a lot more. I'm a lot older, man. I'll be 58 in May, but I tell you what, I mean, things have changed a lot. I mean, they're doing miracles with the surgery, and you know, it took him what, a year and a half to come back, but he has the wonderful year that he's having. But like you said, man, some of the things aren't necessarily simple, but there is a recipe for success. And man, a lot of that starts up front, man. Starts on both sides of the line. I mean, the Colts finally run the football. Let's face it, before this year, how many years have they run the football well in the last, let's say, 4 or 5 years? Not at all, basically.
Well, and when you run the football,
playing real well.
Right, when you run the football, and sometimes you can pass to set up the run. I think Brady does that well with the Patriots. And I watch Luck pass to set up the run. And also I watch that series in the Texans game where I think their first five plays got them 50 yards on the ground without throwing a pass.
Oh, my gosh, man. It's just dominating up front.
It is, man. Well, thank you for listening in Indiana, Michael. Enjoy the Colts run and that game against Andy Reid and the Chiefs next week. Go to Dan in Chicago, listening on AM 670 The Score, here on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Good evening, Bill. Happy New Year, buddy.
Yeah, back at you and everybody in Chicago.
Big props to your call taker. Very, very sharp kid. Young man, I appreciate him. He screened me well and asked some really good questions. I was impressed, so props to him. Real quick, he also let me know. I didn't know that Marvin Lewis had finally been fired, but I just wanted to point out that I've been a Packer fan for many years after growing up in Cincinnati, and a bunch of my buddies back home are, you know, sending me messages and Facebooking me saying, "Oh God, we'll take Mike McCarthy. We'll take Mike McCarthy." Don't take Mike McCarthy if you're a true Bengals fan, because I think Mike McCarthy and Ted Thompson and Dom Capers oversaw the demise. I think Green Bay is going to go back to being in the toilet again for a couple of years, if not longer, because they were depending on the brand too much in Green Bay. They were depending on the mystique. Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback, but they put too much on his shoulders and they drafted horribly. I don't know what the solution is up there right now. I don't know. You know, we missed our chance with Mariucci. We didn't take him when we should have. I don't know of another coach right now that could come in and put Green Bay back in the Super Bowl in the next 2 years. I just don't. So yeah. I'd like to know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, Dan, and I appreciate you listening in Chicago on AM 670. The Score, from working in Chicago, you'd be amazed, because naturally Wisconsin that close in Milwaukee, and how many Packer fans are in the city of Chicago and the Chicagoland metro area. You know, Aaron Rodgers, the long contract when the guy's older, it's kind of like looking at Matt Stafford, the deal the Lions gave him. When you put all your money in that quarterback, you're going to live with it. And what we're seeing now with these younger quarterbacks, and Flacco will be with another team next year. He'll be done in Baltimore. Not only when you play the young quarterbacks, but you get them at a cheaper rate, which means you can invest and upgrade, whether it's your offensive line, defensive line, secondary, with free agents. And, you know, when I looked at the number, he deserved it. It's almost like a thank you, Aaron Rodgers, for what you've done for Green Bay. Matt Stafford, they put all their money, and Bob Quinn, the GM who used to work in the Patriots front office, saying, you know, I believe in Matt Stafford. Okay, you're 9-7. You go to 6-10. The guy's going to get older, and sure, he may only be 31, 32, but at what point do you start winning? And is it a wise investment when a quarterback is older to invest that type of money? And Rodgers has been hammered by the media more this year than at any other time, because he usually would put a wide receiver in the backfield, be out of running backs and wide receivers, and still find a way to have a playoff run. You know, I think their window has closed in Green Bay. I don't know if it was the right time to give Aaron Rodgers that long of a deal, just like with the Lions. Okay, if you're going from 9-7 to 6-10, and then people say, well, if you didn't have Stafford, you'd be 3-13. Well, maybe that's a quicker recipe. Others will say, look at the comeback player of the year, Andrew Luck and the Colts. Maybe Stafford will do that next year in Detroit. Your Aaron Rodgers, he was hurt by Jimmy Graham. Didn't turn out to be the red zone guy. I thought Jimmy Graham was going to have an Eric Ebron-like season. And you can just see that the years, the hits, the legs, just aren't there for the separation. And that's what I like about Ebron, even when he played in Detroit and now with the Colts and at best tight end in football this year, you'd say, right? This side of Kelsey, maybe. And he can separate on a linebacker, get open, and catch touchdowns. Quick throws in the end zone. Luck has a gun. And, you know, Graham just wasn't that tight end. So if you think beyond who, you know, he had one receiver. End of the year, you're playing with guys. Like, I was listening to the Packers Network on Sirius. I was driving back from visiting friends in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I want to say hello to our affiliate, The Buzz, down in Northeast Oklahoma. And I was listening to the Packers feed of the Packers-Lions game. And Ron Kramer, who's ever doing with Wayne Larrabee, was one of the great voices in sports. And I think they said at one point the Packers had 16 guys on the field. That might have been third quarter of the game after Rodgers was knocked out with a concussion. That they might have had 16 guys who weren't even in training camp playing in that game where the Lions won 31-0. Like 16 guys. So is it quarterbacks get the blame? You know, Stafford does. You know, Rodgers got it this year. You know, because then you fired the coach. Well, hey, we fired the coach. Well, the quarterback isn't doing it. And you're thinking it's Aaron Rodgers. Which, by the way, those insurance commercials, Horowitz, are they the most annoying things you've ever seen in your life? Oh, he's on the phone right now with his insurance agent. They annoy me. But maybe that's part of it. That sports agent guy just annoys the living daylights out of me. So you're the Packers. If you knew this was coming, the end, are you going to be able to bring in a coach and rebuild around Rodgers? Because a lot of people are looking at Brady, they're looking at Breeze, and they're thinking that these guys can play into their early 40s in the right offense. You know, the quick release, that again, when we talk about copycats or following people, you know, Breeze and Brady get rid of the ball. They don't take a lot of the massive hits. So maybe they're thinking Rodgers will play well into his 40s. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS, that's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Mark in Chicago listening on The Score. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, I was just wanting to comment when you were talking about the championship. Well, I mean, the problem is that Alabama is regional. That's what they are. SEC is a regional team. That's what they always be. So it don't matter where you put that at, you're still not going to get a national audience. I think that's why they need to expand the playoffs to get more teams in. You know, it's kind of a hard watch to watch them play. It's like watching San Antonio or New England.
Good point. That they're so good. And Clemson is a regional team, naturally. Clemson, South Carolina is not a big metropolis. And thanks for the call, Mark. Yeah, in Chicago, I appreciate you joining us on the Saturday night, early Sunday morning, Eastern time. And you have the game, you know, Santa Clara. The year those games are playing in advance. If Pac-12 wasn't good, you'd have any team really worthy of getting out there. And you have to deal with it. I also think these northern teams, and why I'd like to see a 16-team playoff one day, it'll go from 4 to 8, then it'll go to 12, where you get a home game where, whether it's Ohio State, Wisconsin, Michigan, whoever, plays outdoors in the north, and they could host a playoff game in freezing weather, where they're the higher seed, just like the NFL. Where you have to go in and you're Clemson, Alabama, you might have to go to Penn State, you might have to go to Ohio State, you might have to go to Michigan, Michigan State, Northwestern, wherever, and go play in some weather in December. That, to me, would be an equalizer because not fair. And they are regional teams. So thank you for the call in Chicago. You want to join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. We do have Tyler and Horowitz back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. John Fass will have an update. NFL playoff finals from Saturday, 21-7 Colts over the Texans. Cowboys hang on to beat the Seahawks, as it reads at CBSSports.com, 24-22. We also have our huge questions of the night. I think I'm jumping on that Colts bandwagon. They may get to the Super Bowl, and they could win it all. Who do you like out of the AFC and the NFC? I'll make my pick here before the end of the hour. And then NFL headlines this week beyond the playoffs have been about Antonio Brown. I think he's burned every possible bridge in Pittsburgh by design. Where will he be playing on opening weekend in September in the National Football League? You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Ron in California, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, Huge? Great show. Real quick, I think Antonio Brown could end up in Seattle. It would be a good fit. They need another wide receiver. But I called you tonight, Huge. I want to talk about a team that isn't talked about too much on your show and other places, the L.A. Rams. They are a team to be reckoned with. Gurley's had 4 weeks off with that knee inflammation. When they picked up C.J. Anderson, great pickup for a backup. And Gurley is going to carry probably 20 to 25 times now. He only carried 11 times against the Bears. The Bears' offense is really is nothing compared to when they meet the Rams. I know they beat the Rams in Chicago, and also Gurley, as I mentioned, only carried 11 times. But the Rams have got probably the tandem of best receivers in football. Goff, I think you're going to see the real Goff come up. You can't have a great game every time. And I think the critics got on him when he had a 2 or 3 week, you might call it a lapse, huge. So I think what's going to happen here, the Rams are going to show what they have. And the defense, I look for them now that Tlaib has been back from the injury and they got Marcus Peters on the other side and, you know, the linebacking crew. And Donald, I think, is going to be an animal. And Dante on the end there, I think he'll be great. So I think they're going to be a force, and I like them, even if they're forced into playing New Orleans, in New Orleans. I look for the Rams to do the same job on Breeze that Dallas did a few weeks by coming up the middle and so that Breeze can't see that much around. So I think it's going to be a whole different story, and I like the Rams to win it all. And I think, believe it or not, they're going to end up playing New England again. And
wow,
it's going to be a payback when Vinatieri kicked that field goal with no time left to beat the Rams.
Looking old school.
14-point favorite. So,
all right. Well,
Huge, I'd like to hear what you got to say.
All right.
That.
Well, Ronnie, thank you so much. He's going with the Rams and the Patriots in the Super Bowl, the payback Super Bowl. Let's go to Renee in Houston listening on AM 610. I'm sure she has a huge opinion on the Texans getting knocked out of the playoffs today by the Colts. How are you doing, Renee?
Hi. Well, it's not a she, it's a he.
Oh, she.
Right.
Well, they spelled it like a she. Renee for a guy would be R-E-N-E.
That's what it is.
Oh, yeah, they put an extra E on it. I was like, yeah. Wow, that's a deep voice deep in the heart of Texas.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, I just wanted to call because I'm a Houston fan and or Texas fan, which I love Texas teams. I enjoy Houston, but when they lose, which they always do, my backup team is the Dallas Cowboys, which they obviously came through. A lot of people don't agree with me because I like both of them. I did want Houston to win, but it all has to do with the coaching that we Houston seems to get. These guys, they hire guys that are not proven. And they, you know, every 5 years we change and we're right back where we started, zero. I mean, I was looking at the game today. They could not even make 1 yard to get it past the third down. They were down at the end zone. I mean, who makes these plays? And my comments are that, you know, Houston's been suffering forever. I mean, it's like if the way I look at it, if it's not broken, why would you want to fix it? They're selling out every game. So I guess that's more important than winning the Super Bowl. And that's what I really wanted to say.
Well, thank you, Renee in Houston. I appreciate the kind words. And, yeah, the Texans just they look nervous. They look tight. And I don't think you can play a big game tight. Colts have that locked-in Eagles feel from a year ago. John in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on 92.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for accepting my call. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. What I'm calling about is the Cleveland Browns. I believe that they should stick with Freddie Kitchen as their coach, make him the head coach. And like the guy from Houston stated, Renee, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Let him stay the coach because he has a great relationship with the quarterback, and that could only get better. And one other thing, as far as Brown with Pittsburgh, how do you feel about the Browns going after him? I'll hang up and listen to what you got to say. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you so much for listening. First-time caller, welcome to the show. Yeah, Freddie Kitchens, great resume in terms of working with quarterbacks, former college player himself. Cleveland was playing so well. Why would you rock anything for another year? Seriously. Why change anything with the way they were playing? They're only going to get better. If you want to join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, I'll read tweets in my final segment. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. You can like us 24/7. Also, if you're going on a road trip, going out of range on the local station, XM Sirius Channel 206, CBS Sports Radio 24/7, XM Sirius Channel 206.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Bill Huge Simonson.
This Sunday, it's playoff time and the road to the Super Bowl 53. And that would be the road to Super Bowl 53 on CBS. Gets more intense. Phillip Rivers drives the Chargers into Baltimore, where they'll face a tough Ravens defense and a rookie sensation QB in Lamar Jackson. It should be a wild, wild card game. The day kicks off with the NFL Today, presented by Jeep, at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS. Horowitz and Morelio are back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Is Zach Gelb coming up after 2 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time, 11 Pacific? He's doing a good job. And is JT the Brick doing a regular show, or is he just filling in?
He's filling in. Nothing regular, but doing a good job, as you would expect from him.
He's awesome. JT the Brick, CBS Sports Radio, powerhouse all across North America, 355 stations. Also, one final segment with the audience at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. I'll read tweets coming up here in a few moments. If you want to get famous, tweet me. At Saturday Huge, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Appreciate all the patience with the audience and people hanging around. Let's go to Mel out in Oregon. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, Bill. I really appreciate it. And it was just music to my ears, you saying 16-team playoff in cold weather games to even it up. I think maybe 24 with a first-round bye for the top eight would be like Camelot. Also on the pro playoffs, I love Nick Foles in Philadelphia. I think that's a great story, and he's a great guy. And I think that's going to be a dynamite game against Chicago.
All right. Well, thank you, Mel out in Oregon. Let's go to Don in Texas. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yes, I'm going with the New Orleans Saints and the Kansas City Chiefs representing the AFC, NFC, and AFC. But, you know, the regional, you know, the United States is so unique in the collegiate amateur sports. You know, it's worldwide. And if you just look at the rosters, you have a influx of Nigerians playing football and these Tongans playing football as well. It's a worldwide sport, and America is so unique that it has collegiate sports, you know, and so that's the great thing about America.
All right, well, thank you, my friend. I appreciate you listening down in Texas. Also, some comments coming in at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Matt from Pennsylvania tweets at Saturday Huge, Anthony Brown will be in Tampa Bay. Horowitz, the producer back at CBS Sports Radio, thinks Anthony Brown would be a perfect fit with the Jets. I just don't see the Steelers trading him to an AFC team. But they might look at the Jets and say, you know, Jets could be a year away, 2 years. You know, look at Trubisky in his second year. I guess it depends on who the Jets hire as a head coach. There's this young gun generation. I think you're going to see massive changes when it comes to NFL offenses. They're going to say, we want to do what the Chiefs are doing. We want to do what the Saints are doing. Even though the Saints kind of stepped back from Drew Brees throwing 80 times a game and they developed a running game and they pass to set up the run, they run the set up the pass, it's a pretty easy football formula. And Brady's done it for years. Again, the 11-5 Patriots, 2 seed with a bye week, but hardly anybody is talking about the Patriots. It's kind of like you don't root for Alabama. You want Clemson to beat them. We get tired of people winning. We do. I think most people, not outside of Oakland and Northern California, but the fascination in America with Steph and Golden State is done. People are tired of seeing them win. And I think there's a little LeBron-itis where you don't want to see them win with the Lakers, too. In Alabama, we're tired of seeing Saban in Alabama win, unless you're listening on Jocks FM in Birmingham or you're a transplanted Alabama fan somewhere in this country. It is the American way. It's why so many people love the Cowboys and so many hate them. Not just this year, I'm talking all time. Yankees, right? When Tiger Woods, look what happened with them. They started hammering him. Oh, he cheated on his wife. Really? I mean, we just crucified, not we, the media, some did, some fans. We just buried the guy. When we look at all of the criminals who have been welcomed back with open arms in sports. But we're tired of Tiger winning. That was it. Oh, he's famous. He's winning. Too much money. I don't like him anymore. That is the American way across the board in sports. We love to run and ride and Duke. Whether you're listening on WFNZ in Charlotte, North Carolina right now, shout out to Matt Hanlon and that great crew at Entercom in Charlotte. Here you get tired of them winning. Coach K, because he snarls? Give me a good reason. The only reason people don't like Coach K is because he wins. And we get tired of it. And usually it's because your team isn't winning. And you are tired of watching somebody else win and do it the right way. That, my friends, is the American way. By the way, I'm trying to figure out why I'm feeling Clemson in an upset Monday. Am I crazy? They really seem dialed in, especially last three quarters against Notre Dame. But was Notre Dame overrated? I thought that Notre Dame defense was pretty darn good. You know, it's these wide-open offenses, and I think the Clemson defense is the second-best defense in America after Alabama. I think their offense, you know, Oklahoma, Ohio State had the best offenses in America, and Clemson, Alabama are right up there. And I'm feeling Clemson. I think they'll be able to throw the ball more. If Lawrence gets time, I'm feeling Clemson in an upset on Monday night out in Santa Clara. I don't know why. I get these visions. I may talk myself out of it in the next 24 hours. Also, it's the first show after the holiday in the new year. My first show of 2019, back to 4 hours until we get to football season. And I wanted to throw this out to the audience. What will be the three biggest stories in sports this year? Three biggest stories in sports in America, if you're listening in your home country of Canada. Three biggest sports stories. I'll give you mine here before the end of the broadcast. Let's go to Roger out in Boise, Idaho. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Thank you for taking my call. So,
hey, Raj.
How's it going?
Good, buddy.
So just my little prediction for the Super Bowl. I'm really, really liking this Bear defense. The offense isn't doing so great. Trubisky has his moments and looks good, but I'm taking the Bears and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl with the Bears winning.
Bears and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate you listening out in Boise, Idaho. Had a tweet come in, Mike Agnew, who is listening in Wisconsin. He says, what are your thoughts about the Raiders trading two first-round picks to Pittsburgh for Antonio Brown? They just had Amari Cooper. Gruden, I talked about this earlier if you're just tuning in. I said that Gruden will run off every single player so that one day that roster, probably by the time they get to Vegas, the Raiders roster will feature the entire roster, front office, across the board, will feature everybody that Gruden hired or signed on or drafted. And that would be signed on, like Mike Mayock, to be his GM, or signed a free agent or drafted. Because that is the only plausible reason when he had Carr, Amari Cooper, and Khalil Mack to build around. That was the only plausible reason. But to kill that. Because if he wins, as I said last hour, with those three, then people are like, well, that's McKenzie. So he got rid of McKenzie. He wants us to be all him. He's got a 10-year deal. He's in no hurry. They're going to be in flux until they get to Vegas. There is no pressure, no timetable. He's in charge of everything. No one's looking over his shoulder. He hired Mayock, who will be an analytical type of guy. That's been his MO. And that's why he made the move, and more power to it. Is anybody pushing the Raiders to start winning now, or they're not going to show up in the black hole or buy tickets? You don't know where they're going to play. They're waiting on the stadium in Vegas. Horowitz, before we're done here, what do you think will be the three biggest stories in sports in 2019?
I'm going to give you a couple hot takes because you're putting me on the spot. I think, number one, the Dallas Cowboys will win the Super Bowl. I think that this team, and I don't say that lightly as a Giants fan.
Okay, hold on 1 second here. I'm just making a note. Drug test, rehab for Horowitz. Okay. All right, got that.
Hopefully the bosses aren't listening.
No, yeah, that's okay.
But seriously, I mean, you look at this team, they're built for January and February football. They're built around an excellent run game, a short passing game, and a defense that's playing lights out. It pains me to say it, but I think that they're primed for a run.
I think Tiger Woods will win the Masters.
Whoa.
There's my first huge prediction. Then Tiger Woods will win another major. That will be two majors in 2019 for Tiger Woods. And my guess is because they moved up the PGA now to May with the new golf setup, and they've really made a lot of changes from ending the season before they get to the NFL. PGA moves into May, so Woods off the Masters will get back-to-back majors. There you go. That's two of my predictions. Third prediction is when Horowitz gets out of rehab for predicting the Cowboys, when Horowitz gets out of rehab for predicting the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl, and that's this year because there's not another Super Bowl till 2020. I'm like, yeah, he's saying this year? I'm like, does he mean 2020? No, that wouldn't be it because the Super Bowl isn't until February 2020. He says this year. That is, Man, you know, I know the NFC's tough to try and handicap and pick. But and I, are you banking on that the Cowboys beat the Saints? Is that your only reason?
No, because to be honest, and you're going to really want to drug test me, I think there's a very good chance Philly beats Chicago tomorrow, which means that Dallas would be going to L.A.
All right, so make a note, dear CBS Sports Radio, who's working the show next week as Ben finishes off 60 days out in Rancho Mirage, California.
Should I fax you my Giants fan card?
Oh, my God. You were the one that said that. So you said Antonio Brown to the Jets, the Eagles, the Cowboys win the Super Bowl. And what was your other one?
How about this? Kevin Durant leaves the Warriors but stays in the state of California. He's going to the Lakers.
No. He is – Kevin is too much of a whiner. And California law in L.A. County, as I look at LAcounty.com, you're allowed only 3 burner accounts per year.
Oh, God.
As a California resident. So I don't think – you know, and they want to tax. They do everything out in California, man. Their public bathrooms, if you say one, you pay a certain money. You hit the number two, it's like triple. And you got to pay the methane tax. It's horrible out there. Come on, L.A. I love it, but stop taxing everything. So I have 2 Tiger Woods Masters back-to-back, Masters in the new PGA in May. And then my 3rd prediction will be that the Cubs will win the World Series again. There you go. Got that?
Got it written down.
Notice how it's kind of quiet when I said that one.
Not going to challenge you.
I'm not a Cubs fan. I think everyone believes you have to go out and spend all this money every year. And I think you need a hungry team. You need a team to kind of refocus, and I think they will. So the Cubs win the World Series, and Tiger Woods wins the Masters and the PGA in May. That's what will happen. By the way, anybody listening, because we're running out of time, at Saturday Huge, give me your 3 sports predictions, the 3 biggest stories in sports in 2019 at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Want to thank Horowitz, also T-Dog, Tyler from Connecticut, John Fass, Zach Gelb's up next. Thank you for your huge opinions. It was an awesome Saturday night together here on CBS Sports Radio.